To date, at least 27 people have died in the Democratic Republic of Congo from an Ebola outbreak that began in April. The last Ebola epidemic, which took place from 2014 to 2016, left more than 11,000 people dead, including two in the United States. To prepare for the possibility of Ebola or another deadly disease, hospitals hold drills to practice protocols intended to keep staff and patients safe. For WHYY, Sarah Bowden attended one of these drills at UPMC's Presbyterian Hospital in Pittsburgh and has this story.
An ambulance pulls up, and a pair of EMTs unload a portable isolation pod, basically a human-sized medical-grade Ziploc bag. Inside the pod is professional actor Parag Escoel. Goel's not really sick, but he does a convincing job. He looks sweaty and uncomfortable. All other ambulances are being diverted because Goel is pretending to be infected with some sort of highly contagious disease. It's part of a drill that includes EMTs, law enforcement, and UPMC medical staff. Before wheeling Goel inside, two nurses clean the outside of the pod with disposable bleach wipes. I watched the action with Dr. Gavin Harris.
They're trying to use it as another kind of infection control measure, as another barrier, so to speak.
Does wiping those down really make that much of a difference?
To be honest, we don't really know, but we're kind of doing everything we can. They're bleach, so our hope is that any sort of little thing we can do might be able to help.
Harris is in the second year of a dual fellowship in critical care and infectious disease. The nurses, who are dressed in what look like poorly fitting spacesuits, transport Goel into a room with a special ventilation system that filters the air and funnels it directly outside. They help him out of the isolation pod, make sure he's comfortable, take some vital signs and blood samples. These routine tasks are more difficult because the suits hinder a person's dexterity.
I think they've done a great job, especially adapted. One of the earpieces came out earlier. So they've had to resort to hand signals or lip reading and things like that, which is great simulations for real-world exercises.
Everything seems to be going well, but Goel's not out of the woods yet.
I don't feel good.
He's handed a cup of fake vomit made with crumbled bagel, Pepsi, lemonade, and cranberry juice, which gives it a reddish hue. Goel then tosses this mixture onto the floor while retching. The nurses spring into action to clean it up. Red vomit indicates possible internal bleeding. Bill Pascal is the director of UPMC's clinical microbiology labs.
Blood of a patient with Ebola contains 10 million virus particles in every milliliter of blood. It's very highly infectious.
Well, how would that compare to, like, me having, like, the flu or something?
That's 1,000 times more.
This might all seem over the top. Fake patient, fake vomit, fake diagnostic tests. But Jackie Stang, a staff nurse who's doing this training for the second time, says practice is important in case someone with a serious disease like Ebola ever came to UPMC for treatment.
I feel much more confident in knowing what to do if something like this were to occur than not being trained, and God forbid something like this did happen in Pittsburgh, and not knowing what to do.
I'm Sarah Bowden in Pittsburgh.